This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Milo is in the studio to talk some sport. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Huey. Good morning, fellow coasters. And the race to Christmas, everyone's speeding up out there. Keep your heads about you. Plenty for everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, Coles, there'll be a big new opening today, so look out, it'll be cramped. Now, last night, harness racing back into action at Grenwell Paceway. And, of course, that's a combo meeting with Port Pirie, and they had their spectators, so that's one big tick going forward. Now, race one, it was Auckland Miss for Graham Howe, driver-trainer. Boy, he's always good value, Graham. He got that one home at an 8-10 a win and 2 a place. Worth following. Thank you, Graham. The second race was won by Seal the Destiny, the combination Barry Finnis and Jason Finnis, and race three rounded the night out for Mount Gambier. It was Tuesday's edition. Rebecca East was the trainer and Jason Finnis was the driver. The next meeting will be the pre-Christmas show on Saturday the 19th. So that's always a good meeting and a lot of entertainment and fun provided, particularly for the kids, big and small. Now, talking netball, last night was a grand final of the Mount Gambier Netball Association. And in the 11s, it was Minnaroo 17 defeating Saints 13. Can't keep them down because the Clangadoo under 13s, another premiership going up in the club down there. 32 defeated the mighty Murphy 7. And the 15s, it was Dyson and her vacuum cleaners, 38. Far too good for Tyranu Bolaris Rex. That was the score of 17 for them. Now, in the Open Women's, it was a real titanic struggle. Wizards 38 got up to defeat Sweet Potatoes 36. And well done going the three-peat. Thunderdogs 33, far too good for Little Giants 10. Quite a few handy netballers and a footballer or two in that Thunderdog side there. Now, congratulations to these Southeast netballers who have been invited to attend the 17 and under state team trials in February and March. And they are Tara Bryant to Western Border, played for West last or this season. The other ones were Lacey Haynes, Mid-Southeast Hatherley. Sarah Ritter, Western Border, played for West this season, and Taylor Rowe from MSC Club Tantanoola. So all the best going forward to those girls. Now, the cricket side of things, Mount Gambier District Cricket have decided to play the catch-up of round one of the Big Bash South Aussie T20 next Thursday, and that'll be South versus Penola Blue Lake Sports Park Turf, North versus West at Maris Park, and the Mount Gambier District Under 17 team will take on Millwell at Frew Park, and the council have given the old Frew Park a bit of a touch-up in the last couple of weeks. Now, Millicent and District will play East Gambier at Scott Park, and Woof Woof, the Greyhounds, are back, and they'll be back in action tomorrow afternoon, full catering bar and on-course TAB facilities, of course. Be a busy day of racing, including the Sunset Community Kitchen Final, along with the heats of the Williams Crane Hire Christmas Cup, Santa Sprint and Peter Spider Whitehead Memorial. Now, I've got to have a bit of footy, Huey. This week, talented South Gambier youngster Oscar Adams is in Adelaide at the AFL Talent Hub under the banner of the SNFL at Theberton, so no doubt he's finding out what's ahead for him. And while on South Gambier, their Limestone Coast footballer from this year, Brody Foster, he bagged 5 goals for the Darwin Buffaloes in their loss on the weekend. He's been included in the Northern Territory rep squad to play Gunnedah League team in January, so we'll keep an eye on that. He's kicked 27 for the season, and he sits 4th on the ladder. And if you ever want to watch that footy, it's good footy. It's on NITV, and the old Buffs have been on there quite a bit. Now, of course, tonight it's the AFL draft, and we wish all the best to Luke Pedler, who we interviewed last week, the lad from Kingston who was born in Mount Gambier, and one of the gurus of the draft prospects, Kevin Sheehan, lists him as a tough, no-frills contested ball winner one-on-one, and the view is he might go 20 to 30, so let's hope he's the next Brad Close as an ex-Southeast boy. And lucky last, North Gambier starts training tonight at the Mecca. No official announcement on their coach, but they tell me they've made a decision, and one would expect that would be announced at Friday's AGM to the members. But I see Brad Stafford, the captain from this year, as the contact for apologies, so I won't read into that too much.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. and always online at triplem.com.au.